And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. While Larry is worrying over Claudia Vincent's absence backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, the woman in question is deep in a bitter argument in a dingy little restaurant off the beaten track. Across the table with its dreary yellow lamp, Claudia and a bronzed young man named Oliver Wilson are glaring at one another. And we hear...
All I ask is that you keep out of my way, Oliver Wilson. I never want to see you again after what you've done, you fake...
And what about you, my pet? I suppose you're blameless. I suppose you fell in love with me at once and ran off to be married because you'd found your ideal at last. At long last, I might add.
Why, you impudent little brat. Do you think for 1 minute I'd have married you, knowing your smug, overbearing manners? If I hadn't thought you were rolling in money, if I hadn't been told that you were the only son of a rich titled family...
Oh, at least that's a joke on you, Claudia. And it serves you jolly well right. If I weren't in this fix, I'd let you try to get out of this all by your little self.
And I'll get out of it, don't worry. If you think I mean to stay married to you for a single day, you're out of your mind.
Oh? And just what do you mean to do about it?
Do? Well, I'll have this marriage annulled. I'll say that you lied to me. I'll say that you're nothing but a cheap fortune hunter who thought he'd married an heiress.
And what about me, my dear? I hope you realize I won't have anything that will cook any of my chances with Julia Dixon.
What do I care about Julia Dixon? Or about you, either? I only want to get out of this mess.
You're no more anxious than I am. And be sure of that. Do you think that if I had 2 shillings, I'd look at you? Ha! Fat chance.
Don't you dare say things like that. I won't stand for it.
Nobody's going to ask you to stay. And why don't you leave? You got up once. You even got as far as the door, and now you're back. Why?
Because I haven't finished with you yet, that's why.
Well, I've finished with you. And besides, I'm late right now for the dinner party. Julia will be wild. It's going to be plenty of trouble for me to get her back in a sympathetic humor.
Why bother with Julia Dixon? She isn't an heiress either.
Ah, but she has a tidy little savings, never fear. It's not great, but could be very comfortable while it lasts.
And after that?
And what do you care?
You'd run out on her, wouldn't you, you miserable cheat?
Oh, let's stop calling names and get some sense. I don't intend to let you ruin all my chances of making a good marriage while I'm here in the States.
Do you think for 1 minute that I want to be stuck with you? A pauper, an opportunist, a fortune hunter? Just when I'm about to make my debut in a big hit play on Broadway?
Oh, debut? What a word to use at your age.
I warn you, Oliver, if you say another word like
that...
No
more stuff now, Claudia, because I don't mind fighting back. You know that.
You're the most despicable person I've ever met.
How you do hurt me with your words, Claudia.
Got to get back to the theater. Do you realize what an important night this is?
And do you realize I don't care?
No. No, you don't care about anybody except yourself. Why, if it wasn't for you, I'd be the happiest woman in the world. I could be a big success on Broadway, and I could have Larry Noble at my beck and call.
It's a pity you didn't think of that before you ran away with me.
I thought that... Well, you know what I thought. And you were so ardent. You made it all seem so thrilling, so exciting.
Oh, I know, I know. And what a waste of good effort, too. Now I've got to start all over again, thanks to you.
Don't be too sure that you'll get away with it, Oliver. Suppose I fixed it so that you'd never be able to marry Julia Dixon. I could, you know. I could tell her the truth about you, and she'd turn you down so fast.
And what would I be doing in the meantime? Just suffering in silence? Huh? Oh, no, my middle-aged siren.
Stop saying that!
Sorry, old dear. But let's not make empty threats, shall we? Because if you try any tricks on me, I'll make you the laughingstock of the whole country. I swear I'll show you up for the cheap gold digger you are. Do you want it known that you were such a fool as to run off with a penniless man years younger than you, who deserted you the moment he found out you were lying about having a fortune? How do you think that story would look?
Oliver... If you dare tell such a story, I swear I'd kill you.
Then just be careful, pet, that's all. Because I have the upper hand in this mess, bad as it is.
I don't see that.
It's quite true. You have more to lose than I. You may even become a celebrity actress, for all I know. That would be a laugh now, wouldn't it? Say, what if you turned out to be a success? Actresses do make good money, don't they? You might be both rich and famous. And you'd be married to me.
Do you think that I'd ever give you anything? Not a chance.
You couldn't help yourself, my love. Not if you wanted to keep our little romance a secret. You see? I do have the trump cards, but don't worry. I won't give our secret away. Not until I see how you make out tonight. After that, we'll be able to make plans. Shall I take you back to the theater, dear, or would you prefer a taxi?
I wouldn't ride with you if I never got there.
Oh, come now. Do let's not talk that way. After all, I'm deeply interested in your career. Now... I can't have anything happen to you. Come along, my dear. Let me drive you back.
Take your hands off me, Oliver. Do you hear? I won't have you touch me. And don't you dare come backstage tonight. I'm warning you, Oliver. Don't you dare come near me.
And as Claudia storms off for the second time, Oliver Wilson watches her with a glint of satisfaction in his eyes. For suddenly a new opportunity to advance his own cause has occurred to him. And he sits down again to think about it. Then we hear...
Waiter! Waiter, confound it, are you asleep or what? Here, you, bring me a whiskey and splash.
You called me, sir. You wish something?
Yes, I wish something. Whiskey splash.
Whiskey splash? What is this, how she is made? You tell me, please.
Oh, never mind, blast your ignorant soul. Just bring me a shot of whiskey and a glass of water.
Sure, right away, at once. You wish something to eat, maybe?
No, I haven't time. Still, it is too late to join the others. Maybe I'd better have something.
Sure thing. And the lady, she has left?
Oh, yes. She's gone. Just bring me the menu and don't take all night about it. I'm in a hurry. This is going to be a very important night in my life. Do you hear?
Sure. Right away. First thing you know.
Yes, indeed. A very important night.
And meantime, as Rupert Barlow's dinner party at an exclusive restaurant comes to an end and the guests are about to leave for the theater, Mary and her friend Maud Marlowe excuse themselves to freshen up. And when they're alone, we hear...
I'm absolutely shaking with apprehension, Maud. If anything more happens tonight, I don't believe I can stand it.
Oh, that was quite a scene Julia Dixon put on. I didn't know it was in her.
Wasn't it awful? Oh, I felt so sorry for her. I'm sure she'll be terribly embarrassed.
I don't know. Maybe it did her good to blow off steam. Certainly chastened Rupert Barlow. He's been a perfect lamb ever since.
I know. But just the same, it was too bad. Rupert shouldn't have teased her about Oliver Wilson. She's obviously very serious about him.
I hope not.
But she must be, Maud, the way she carried on.
I'm sure that boy isn't worth it. There's something very wrong about him, or I miss my guess.
Oh, now, Maud, you hardly knew Oliver. You've only seen him once.
That was quite enough. Particularly the way he reacted to my little story.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh, never mind. I'm not quite sure I was as clever as I'd hoped to be. In fact, right now, I'm a little worried.
Oh, Maud, not you, too. Oh, I do hope the play goes well at any rate.
Why don't you call Larry at the theater and tell him we're on our way over?
Oh, do you think there's time?
I'm sure of it.
I wonder if he'd be angry.
We'll try it. Here, I have change.
Well, I think perhaps I will.
And a moment or two later, as Mary waits anxiously at the phone, we hear...
Hello?
Hello? Oh, I'm afraid I have the wrong person. I'm trying to speak to Larry Noble.
You and me both. Who is this?
Oh, it's his wife, Mrs. Noble.
Oh, Mary, I didn't recognize your voice. I didn't know who it was. This is Harold Ramsey.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ramsey. I'm sorry to drag you to the phone. I only wanted to speak to Larry for a minute. I asked Pop the stage doorman, and he probably misunderstood.
No, Pop didn't misunderstand. He couldn't get Larry to the phone.
Oh, well, perhaps I shouldn't have phoned at all. I didn't mean to disturb him, but we're all leaving right now for the theater. And I just thought I'd send him word that we're all looking forward to the performance tonight.
I'm glad someone's looking forward to it. Personally, I expect to be a total wreck before this night's over.
I don't understand, Mr. Ramsey. Is anything wrong?
Wrong? Oh, no, Mary, no, not at all. Only our leading lady hasn't bothered to show up at the theater.
You mean Claudia Vincent?
Certainly I mean Claudia. And after all this work, after giving her the chance of a lifetime, what does she do? Just disappears into thin air, that's all. Not a sign of her any place.
Oh, but that's terrible. Why, there's hardly any time before she's supposed to go on.
Don't I know it? Let me tell you, this is one of the craziest experiences of my life. I'm about ready to give up the theater entirely and settle down to raising sheep. Being a producer's getting to be nothing but a constant headache.
Do you mean that Claudia didn't say where she was going or how you could reach her?
Not a word.
Well, doesn't Larry know? Surely he must know. He wouldn't let Claudia out of his sight on an important night like this.
Larry's as bewildered as I am, Mary, and almost as jumpy. He hasn't the faintest idea where Claudia went. Not after that young idiot came backstage and took her away.
Who on earth do you mean, Mr. Ramsey?
Oh, young fella named Wilson. Don't ask me. The fella that's been hanging around backstage lately.
Do you mean Oliver Wilson? The young man who's visiting Rupert Barlow on Long Island?
Yes, that's the fellow. I'd like to wring his neck.
But what is he doing at the theater?
Why, I don't understand that at all. He was supposed to be at Rupert's dinner party. He didn't show up here at the restaurant.
Don't ask me what's happened to either of them. And now Larry's gone out to try to find Claudia. Now we don't have either a leading man or a leading woman. And all because your husband persuaded me to put a rank amateur into a hit show.
Mary looks around at Maud Marlowe with a frightened expression as she holds the receiver to her ear. We wonder whether this performance of the play will ever take place. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.